You're listening to the Now Conspiring Podcast, the show where we rant about movies, everything, and everything.
We fell in love right by the ocean, made all our plans down on the sand, and from the tips of your fingers down to the soles of your feet, a glimmer. Take a trip to the sea. Let your hair run, run free. Oh, you're a rebel in disguise. Is that the devil in your eyes? We fell.
Hello, conspirers, and welcome to Now Conspiring from the Internet, California. I'm your host, John Agroni. We have an awesome show for you guys today. Fortunately, I'm not alone. From the forgotten jungles of the state that isn't a state, also known as Puerto Rico, it's Maria. We're like second California Garcia.
That kind of hurt. Hi, guys.
And joining us all the way from the roof of his childhood home, where he and his best friend Cody, quote, had an awakening, it's Adonis.
Hi, guys.
Friends always drift apart, Gonzalez. Joining us live in the studios with his next stop being amateur stand-up hour at Taco Bell, it's Mike, the deal with drive-thrus, Overkill. And at last, coordinating the elaborate control center that is the Now Conspiring soundboard, but actually looking like Instagram the entire time, it's Kayla, the hashtag Savage.
Yeah.
We also
is that a compliment?
We also have a surprise guest. Maria's younger sister, Kyle, is coming in.
Hello!
Also from Second California. Welcome to the show, Kyle.
Hey, hi guys.
What's it like living with Maria, Kyle?
It's horrible.
Oh, man.
I have to live in Puerto Rico. That's where I live, right?
That's where I live, right?
It's horrible.
Well, like I said, we have an awesome show for you guys today. We are going to review a bunch of movies for you. We're going to review Ant-Man, Trainwreck, Mr. Holmes. But that's not what we're going to do. We're going to do a lot of topics in movie news. We're going to catch up on the box office. We're going to talk about trailers, especially the ones that we missed at Comic-Con. We're going to do feedback from last week, of course. And we have our question of the week this week, which I think is going to be pretty intense. It's an allusion from a few weeks ago, a discussion we had. So stay tuned for that. We have a Netflix recommendation of the week. I still don't know who's doing it. So I'm doing it.
It's me. I got it.
All right. So Mike's doing the Netflix.
You put a lot of thought into that, man.
I did. It took me a couple
I'm
hours.
I'm really impressed. I'm excited to see the months
I've
of research
ready.
You did for
I've
this.
Been ready for weeks, and you guys are incredible.
I offered it to you, and the first thing you said was, yeah, but I don't think anyone's going to like it. And that's not what this Netflix pick of the week is
that's
about.
That's not what we're about.
We give people the fix for the flicks.
Yeah. But
we don't just...
Oh, my gosh. Okay. That's for that segment.
All right, guys.
I got coffee. I'm ready to fight.
He's drinking out of my mug. Oh, I hate it.
Without no more drama, just trauma. Let's get into these reviews, guys, because I want to talk about Ant-Man. I definitely want to talk about Trainwreck.
Oh no.
I gross. Sort of want to talk about Mr. Holmes. So let's get to it. All right. So who here saw Ant-Man?
Everyone but Maria.
And, yeah.
Well, what about?
I also did not see Ant-Man.
All right, so the Garcias.
Maria
and I were hanging out. We were having a great time
showing.
Doing stuff and things and making.
All right, well, we'll start with Adonis. Adonis, can you tell us everything that you thought about Ant-Man in about three sentences?
Three sentences?
That's one.
Okay. All right, it was new, fresh, and exciting.
Two.
And the characters were surprisingly down to earth and relatable.
That's three.
All right.
Not too bad. That's better than I thought you'd do.
Bonus sentence.
Thanks,
go ahead.
Mike.
Oh, use
bonus sentence. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Kayla, you went and saw Ant-Man. I was there. You were there.
Were you there,
Wait,
Kayla?
You guys went, like, together to someplace?
She sat very far away
yeah,
from
she me. Was. That's I forgot she was there. She's so far away.
I sat by Maverick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you
were
Maverick?
Mike sat by you.
You.
Yo, did you feel his leg moving the whole time, though?
Mavericks?
Yeah, because, like,
no.
I was, like, on a roller coaster ride, because, like, he was, like, shaking his leg, and I felt like I was going to get seasick.
No.
He's dancing.
It was a good movie. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
Because it was very, like, up to standard with the movies Marvel's making lately.
All right, so two positive reviews so far. It's all to you, Mike Overkill.
Mike hated it. I'm just kidding. Actually, I went into it. With not high expectations, I didn't I didn't think that Paul Rudd would live up to, like, I thought if maybe this is just, like, its own thing, Paul Rudd could be okay. But then when you compare him to, like, other Marvel characters, like Chris Evans and, you know, Robert Downey Jr. and, like,
yeah.
all these guys, I was like, oh, there's no way Paul Rudd can hold a light to him.
Look at Kobe Smulders. How could he possibly?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Best things ever happened to Marvel. But he was funny. Michael Peña kind of stole the movie. He was hilarious just being himself. Yeah. I thought the length of the movie was absolutely perfect. The pacing wasn't slow, wasn't too fast. They give you enough little, I can't even call them Easter eggs, just giant slaps in the face of other Avenger stuff that kept you interested.
Stark.
Well, yeah, I mean, Howard Stark
What's
was in like the
from?
First scene, so yeah. All right, well.
Also the first time that guy's played Howard Stark since the second Iron Man. It's always been a...
Yeah.
I was surprised it wasn't Dominic Cooper. I'm trying to figure out at what point in the 20th century Dominic Cooper turns into John Slattery, and I'm having trouble.
It's around the time that, now I can't think of his name. The guy from Mad Men loses his job.
Got it. Okay. So, Maria, as somebody who, I mean, you notoriously despise Marvel movies without any reason. So, as one of these fans, what is it that... What is it about Ant-Man that would make you go see it? This is your chance.
Probably your reviews. Everybody has said that it's really good. I personally felt like, Mike, I don't see the point of going to see it at the moment. But if everybody likes it, I'll go check it out.
Well, then, I'm just going to say something.
Of course, John.
I would
do it, John. Do it.
Yeah, even if he doesn't agree, he'll just go against what other people say because John's
wrong. Oh my gosh,
drunk.
You should have been there. We were talking about Ant-Man last night.
Should I talk?
We just hate you.
Well, okay. So I went into Ant-Man with really big expectations because everybody was telling me that it was going to be really good. Don't go into it with too high expectations. Like, go into it like Mike and Kayla did. Like, maybe I'll like it, maybe I won't. But don't go into it thinking it's going to be, like, the best Marvel movie ever or something like that. It's a good time.
No, that's Thor 2.
It's...
I really like Thor 2.
I thought we were serious, and I was like, why haven't I still not seen that? Everybody likes it so much.
I didn't like Thor 2 that much.
I love Thor 2. But anyway, yeah, Ant-Man's... It's funny, and it's a good time, but it's not, like... It's not going to change your life or anything. I was a little bit, like, kind of like, okay, like, this is fun, but I wasn't, like... I didn't think it was as good as I thought it was going to be. That's all.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about this after the movie... Ant-Man's not going to be a main player when it comes time for the Avengers to assemble. Like, he's going to be...
He's going to be in Civil War, though.
He will, but I don't think he's going to play this major, major role. I think he'll be a lot like the Falcon, which I think is why Falcon is in this movie.
Yeah, me too.
Where it's... He's
spoiler alert, by the way.
Well...
It doesn't play a huge...
They showed it, like, all in the trailers. It's, like, everywhere.
Adonis has got her back.
So. I was still surprised when I saw him. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, shoot.
Yeah. It was cool.
I was expecting it to be like a tiny cameo. I didn't expect it to be like a whole fight sequence and then, you know, him showing up later on and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I definitely didn't expect Quicksilver to die.
So Adonis, I saw that you think this is your second favorite Marvel movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite
yes.
Wow. Adonis, what's your first?
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy is third. See, you really don't like the first Avengers, do you?
It's not that I don't
or
like
any of the Avengers.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like them. It's just I like, like I say, Avengers is like my number five favorite Marvel film. Because, like, I don't know. I just like Captain America 2 because of its just, you know, it's setting up the whole, you know, destruction of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra rising back up and, you know, setting up Civil War. Basically, it was a movie that was well written and it really set up all these cool future Marvel Cinematic Universe events. And then Ant-Man. Sorry?
Nope, I thought you were done. You can keep going, Don.
Go ahead, Don.
And Ant-Man, I like because it was just so. How do I explain it? Like, it really felt like I said, the character's like really relatable and really more down to earth than other characters. Like, Ant-Man, he's not like Tony Stark or Captain America, you know? Like, it's like that saying, you know, of gods and men, like, they're the super strong. You know, Avengers type characters, and he's just, you know, he's just some guy who, you know, is down on his luck, and then he takes this opportunity from this rich guy, and, you know, that's what I really liked about the premise. And I just really love the whole story. I love the villain, the, I can't remember his name, though.
Darren Cross. Yellow Jacket.
Right. Yellow Jacket, yeah. I love the villain because he was like...
That's perfect.
Sorry, Mike is like bursting for some reason.
Mike is having a spontaneous question.
Alright, so well, I gave Ant-Man a B+ in my review. Mike, what would you give if you had to grade the movie?
B+, yeah. That's cool. That's a great grading. But I was going to say, before the Adonis Power Hour, I love how they just like kind of threw in Hydra in this movie, just like really nonchalantly. Of like, oh yeah, we're selling this to Hydra. Don't worry, they're not like they used to be. They're doing different stuff.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Because I feel like that actually happens in real life. Like, oh yeah, the Taliban. They're.
Yeah, I've been in so many meetings like that. Sure, and you know, like, but no, like the whole thing where like the phone when Siri comes on and plays the Cure song.
Yeah,
I think it was
Disintegrate.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. That was like the best part. Kayla, if you had to give the movie a grade, what would you give it?
I gave it a B. It was good.
Cool.
I just think, I mean, it was just like, yeah, it's like all the, not like all the other ones in a bad way, but because I like Marvel movies, but I was like, yeah, it's
okay. They keep impressing me with the writing, though. Like, Marvel movies, except for like Thor. I really don't like Thor.
Thor and Thor 2 are amazing to me, but...
But I just keep being impressed that like the writing is as clever as it is.
I was really impressed with it in the latest Avengers.
I'll knock it because some of the story structure in the first act was a little lopsided, but then they pick up steam. Once Evangeline Lilly's character becomes likable, I think that's when the movie takes off.
Yeah. Also, I kept just thinking she was a chick from Jurassic World.
Oh, yeah, because she had the same haircut.
Me
what
too,
the heck
was
up
like,
with that?
No, I can't.
She was even wearing heels.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, she's just Kate from Lost. Adonis, if you had to grade the movie, what would you give it?
I'd give it a B+.
All right, cool.
Speaking of Jurassic World, I got to see that this week, finally.
Oh,
I was like the last person on Earth to watch it.
Maria finally let you out of the house. Huh?
She did. She was very nice to me, gave me a leash and everything.
And you liked it, huh?
It was awesome.
Nice. Cool.
All right, well, okay, so moving on to Trainwreck. So Maria, you were the only person who saw this movie, correct?
You didn't see it? I thought you'd seen it.
Well,
we're gonna see it tonight.
We are.
Yeah, I mean,
when you say we, do you mean you or you and Mike? Or
no, Mike does not want to see that movie.
Me and Maverick, sorry.
Oh, dang.
Wow. Okay.
Oh. All right,
that's okay.
Got it. Yeah, but so
who's Goose?
Everybody knows who Maverick is.
Yeah, right. The whole
you guys know Maverick from Cell Phone Parking Lot. everyone, YouTube Cell Phone Parking Lot. I think the song is called Fall Back or Falling Back. It'll change your life.
Maverick also has...
Actually, yo, you want to throw that in the podcast this week? Throw in some CPPL.
Yeah, Maverick also... Yeah, he's on
Apple,
iTunes or
he's
Spotify.
He's on Apple Music.
He's on iTunes. Wow, he's famous?
He's like Eric Toledo.
whoa, that's too low-key for the podcast. No one knows who Eric Toledo is.
Eric Toledo,
Yeah, he just helped invent Test Flight.
I screenshotted when he accepted me as, like, a LinkedIn friend.
Really?
Eric's our friend. He's the lead singer of a band called Quiet Hounds, and they're amazing.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're
he's, like,
so
the coolest
good.
Person. It makes me nervous when
I held his hand and wrote in his Prius.
Eric, he's also a beautiful man.
I had a dream that I did that.
No, I really did that, though.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so we're gonna
I'm feeling this Eric guy is our sponsor for this week, huh?
I wish.
This week is Quiet House. Anyway, so Maria, can you walk us through Trainwreck? What is it about? Who's in it? And should we see it?
Okay, Trainwreck is about this woman who is basically a hot mess, and she doesn't believe in monogamy. She's given up on the whole thing, and she kind of has to face the fact that she might have met a really good guy who's really good for her and how she can handle that. The plot is super, you know, you've heard it before, you've seen it before, but now with some really rude and crass humor, which, you know, kind of elevates it a little bit. It's got Amy Schumer and Bill Hader and LeBron James and
LeBron
John Cena. Who I think are the funniest ones in the movie. They were great.
That's the only reason I want to watch this movie is LeBron James. And
LeBron James.
Maria, tell me, the trailer makes me think this movie is terrible. Can you speak to that?
It's not terrible. I think it's exactly what you think it will be. You're going to laugh, you're going to have fun, but you're not going to consider it a great comedy movie that you'll probably buy. It's just a really good time. And if you like the humor, and you know the humor of these two characters, I mean of these two actors, Bill Hader and Amy Schumer, you're going to enjoy it, but it's not as amazing as everybody's putting it out to be.
Well, of course not.
That's right. It has like over 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That
yeah, so did Spy. So did
Which
Spy.
Which I thought it was really surprising. It's got, I don't know, maybe like 6 stars in IMDb. So that's a really different thing. Normally Rotten Tomatoes has a very lower rate score than IMDb.
I think Sarah Silverman has been great ever since she turned blonde and changed her name to Amy Schumer.
Oh.
Right.
That was a great decision.
That was brutal. All right, guys.
That's what the whole thing, like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, Amy Schumer is so funny, and, like, it's so crazy, like, she'll say whatever she wants to say, and, like, she's different than everyone else. Sarah Silverman's been doing it since the 90s.
Yeah, it's true. I don't get that part. I went into this movie not knowing much about Amy Schumer. I knew she was a comedian. I didn't really know about her, but I think people are loving it because there's just this buzz around her, the same way there was a buzz around Jennifer Lawrence and she could do no wrong. Like, people just think they're so down to earth and they think they're so real and so cool, and I think that kind of helps them.
Speaking of which, we did actually talk about that movie on this show before you came on, Mike. Mm-hmm. Serena, because that released this year.
Yeah,
it just got on Netflix. But yeah, that Jennifer Lawrence, Bradley Cooper movie. The whole development of it was like they were halfway through it and like, this isn't gonna work, but they just made it anyway. And so it was like the most unceremonious release ever.
Sounds like my brother and my sister. Boom, roasted.
Wow. There's the 22 rules of storytelling that Pixar has. One of them is like that. Like, if it's kind of crap, just finish it. Like, that's one of them. It's something
but
like
doesn't
that.
Pixar, like, dump movies all the time?
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense. It's just like...
How did Cars 2 make it out then?
Except that everything you make isn't going to be great, and just let that go.
Can we just say it out loud? Cars 2 is a toy commercial. That's it.
Whoa.
And that's all you have to, like, take
there
it as.
Is. I feel like
if you just watch it and you're like, oh, this is a toy commercial, you'll
Pixar is in the saddest state it's ever been.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so right. Maria, if you had to
give Dustin Hoffman,
if you had to give Trainwreck a grade, what would you give it?
I would give it a 7. Oh, sorry, we're doing great. No, a C. A C.
What do they teach you in Puerto Rico?
American grades, Maria.
ABCD
Puerto Rico
7.
Grades.
Oh,
I graduated
sorry,
from high school with an 8.5.
Crap. Whatever.
North America, South America.
It's a 7 equals C. Okay,
all
you
right.
Got it. You got it.
All right, so Maria gives it a C. We'll let you. I'll probably do a review of it too at some point and let you guys know what I think. Maybe what Kayla thinks too.
Maybe what?
Well, I mean, we're not going to talk about it on the podcast now. Okay, guys. So Maria and Kyle, they went to the theater.
Yeah.
Family bonding.
Yep.
But they saw a different movie.
Kyle lost track of Maria. He walked into the wrong theater. Apparently, thankfully, because he went to go see Mr. Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, can you walk us through Mr. Holmes? What is it about? Who's in it? Should we see it?
Actually, I would just like to say that Michael was also supposed to come with me, and he didn't come. So I'm kind of sad. But he went on a date instead, so I guess that's all right.
He stayed in First California.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, you're going after both Garcia sisters and a different girl?
Whoa!
Classic overkill.
Yeah. So, I went into this review with a sad heart, but no, seriously, I thought it was a wonderful movie. It's got Sir Ian McKellen in it, which was, I wasn't really sure, because I love Sherlock Holmes and all the different movies and TV shows and stuff that come along with that, and I grew up reading the book, so I really love the story, and so it has a kind of different take on it. So it's focusing on the end of his life. He's starting to, like, lose his memory, and which was his, like, biggest tool, like, his ability to think and all that. So he's beginning to lose it, and he's trying to remember, like, one of his final cases and build it together. And so it's just kind of his relationship with his memory as he starts to like, retire and move towards the end of his life.
Well, if there's a really old guy, that also means where's the adorable kid?
There is an adorable kid.
Oh,
okay. Yep. And that's what I was gonna say, is then it gets to his relationship with this young his housekeeper's son, and then his growing relationship with the boy.
Sounds scandalous.
In the trailer, made it seem like Sir Ian McKellen was playing his, like, regular age as a young Holmes, but then old Holmes was like him in old makeup. Did they make him older?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
They made him way older.
That was impressive.
That was one of
It's hard to make Ian McKellen older.
Okay, before we grade it, I don't know. I find the idea of Sherlock Holmes aging weird because he's a guy who traditionally is like he's a victim of substance abuse. Mm-hmm. You know, he does a lot of drugs. He drinks a lot, and like he's in the kind of world he's like
falls
Batman.
Off the side of the world.
Right, like he's always in like really tough situations. There's a lot of cases where he like brutalizes himself to like pass off as dead just so he can catch somebody doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. All of these things put together, and living in a time where the like average lifespan is really small.
John,
how did he age?
John,
how
John,
did he get to be an old
John? Man? John, suspension of disbelief.
Oh, okay.
You ignorant fool.
Okay,
yeah. All right. And he's Sherlock Holmes. He can do whatever he wants. So
yeah,
he's Sherlock Holmes played by Ian McKellen. He has a better chance
brain
than
to become old. That's what he did.
Cool. He used ninja focus to slow down his heart rate.
Oh. it was like a Gandalf coming back as Gandalf the White kind of thing.
Kyle, out of all of us, who do you think would like Mr. Holmes the most?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I thought
you know all of us intimately.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, I thought Maria was really gonna like it, but she like ducked out behind the popcorn bin and ran away. So,
oh, yeah.
I think probably Mike would like it the most.
That's probably true.
I think it's lost on some people who don't listen to the podcast every week that Mike really likes traditional classic old movies.
Like, that's true.
A lot more than most people I know, at least.
Really?
I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Cool. Well, what would you grade it?
I would I think in my vastly superior opinion, I think I would give it an A as a movie.
My high season, praise.
Season. We don't give out A's around here.
We gave an A to Ted 2. Thank you very much.
You gave an A to Ted 2?
No, we didn't.
No, we did not.
I think
in that case,
C++ or something.
A B++++ or something like that.
What have we given an A to? We gave an A to Inside Out. We gave an A minus Inside Out.
Yeah, no, yeah, we did. I gave Inside Out an A. I gave Paddington an A. I'd have to look back.
Shame on you.
Whatever.
You didn't like Paddington?
Maria?
Definitely gave Mirror and the Dying Girl an A.
Yeah, that's good.
So it sounds like you do give out A's here.
Yeah, it happens.
Sorry. Kayla doesn't give out A's.
Kayla just wants to be like a miserable professor from college that doesn't give out A's.
Her hair is up right now.
I don't think I've given an A plus yet.
Her hair is up right now. She's looking at the recording going, how'd I reach these kids?
I know I considered giving Mad Max Fury Road an A plus, but I can't remember if I went through
with it. You didn't.
I think I knocked
it. I think you gave it an A, though.
I think you gave it an A minus, and I think I gave it a B plus.
I think I gave Jurassic World a B something, and then...
It was a B. You gave it a B, because I was like, B plus.
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah.
You know,
why were you Asian?
Yeah.
B plus.
Just to be clear, by the way, like, when we get Bs, it's not the idea of like, oh, this is a B movie, turn your brain off. No, it's like, a
it's
B is
a,
great.
Yeah. It's A is just... A cut above the rest.
A is superb, excellent. I would say A plus is superb. A is excellent. Mm-hmm. A minus is just a little bit. It's like excellent, but not for everyone.
Like, B is like Michael Fassbender.
Like why?
And A would be like
letters. I'm still with Maria on this. Like a 7.
No. Thank you, Kayla.
Yeah. You can grade it however you want. You don't have to do a letter.
Here's an original idea. Let's give it thumbs up.
Wow.
Four stars.
Let's give it like. Let's rank it with, like, stickers like they do in, like, grade school. I give Ant-Man a unicorn.
Damn it, Adon.
That's a lot. Yeah, unicorn.
I was watching old episodes of Siskel and Ebert go to the movies. And it made me think of you, John.
Why?
Just because the way they argue and hate each other, it just made me remember how much I don't like you.
Wow.
I feel like you guys would be
that's strangely
really great
such a
show like that.
Yeah.
I say we just take, like, we look at the podcast MVPs and the people who win the most. Those are the people we grade movies by. Like, wow, that movie was a real Maria.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, okay.
Maria, did you win
I don't know why you guys are laughing, because I have won MVP, like, second to Mike.
That's
so
that's
you can
true.
All shut up.
But, I mean, we gotta give it to Maria. She's the only person who's ever won MVP, while not being here.
Yeah,
well, actually,
that's
not true. Adonis.
I did that.
But like,
Adonis was the pioneer on that.
But Kyle got it for you.
Yeah. You're welcome, Maria.
You're the only one who's won MVP thanks to somebody else.
We don't have a podcast MVP this week. Uh-huh. Heather White emailed me and told me that she is on vacation. She has not listened to our podcast. So she did not start up a podcast MVP.
That's a very intimate relationship you got going on there.
I don't, but she's been emailing me for like...
In my head, she's Heather Morris.
Who's emailing you? What girl's
emailing you? Yeah, what's up?
People email me about the podcast. It happens. All right.
As long as Well, as long as it's not Mama Granite, we're safe.
I used to. Well, the thing is, I used to have an email like on my website, and about like a year ago, and like people would go to my about me, and they would email me questions about articles I would write.
It's still there, John.
What?
Your email.
It's like buried. Most people can't find it.
No, because I went there the other day. And
it's probably like 2 clicks away.
John Bone to Groans at hotmail.com.
Let me just see if I can find it.
Alright, guys.
Oh, wait, there's no internet here. I forgot.
Oh, right.
So as we were recording the Friday estimates for the box office, they actually just came out. So we're looking at this in real time right now.
Wow.
Friday estimates, Ant-Man is number one right now far. Thursday and Friday total, it's at $22 million. I don't think it is including Thursday. Oh. It already was bringing in a lot of money on Thursday, though. So Ant-Man debuted at number one. That's great news for Marvel. It's tracking for a $60 million opening for the whole weekend. There's good buzz and good word of mouth coming out.
Do you know what's cool about Ant-Man?
Yeah.
The cinematography. When they like shrink them.
I know,
but I forgot to say it.
That's true.
It was the first time they've done that.
That was basically, it's just really cool how they did things.
I mentioned this in the review, and I forgot to bring this up in the podcast, but Edgar Wright's fingerprints are all over this thing. Just the fact that he was attached to this project, it's obvious why they did give him, they gave him credit in the credits.
Yeah.
A lot of his style, a lot of his ideas made it into the final version. So many of his ideas. Like, I could tell, like, the part where Ant-Man is running across, like, the cardboard city, and it's, like, blowing up, and, that's so Edgar Wright.
Totally.
And the ants were realistic, but still cute. So good job, people who made the ants.
Somewhere... in like Southern California,
somebody's listening to this podcast. Finally, somebody thanked me for my aunt.
Yes, I worked so hard.
He's sitting there. He's sitting there. This kid's just like yelling, and he's just like, and then he hears it.
It's hard. It's hard to do crowds. That was one of their like big challenges on A Bug's Life, and I know that was forever ago. But like, lots of the same thing, like ants. For example.
And before we move on, like the CGI in this movie, I think it looked a little shoddy in the trailer. On the big screen, it's
nice.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, guys.
Sorry.
Minions came in at number two. Minions destroyed the box office last week, guys, at number one.
Nothing else really came out.
I think it set a record. I think it's like now the second highest animated film.
I don't know.
No way.
That's like I don't get it. Opened.
Why do you want to, what makes you want to be like, oh man, I gotta go see Minions? Is it because, like, they talk stupid, or, like, I don't get
Grandma's
it?
Grandma's and kids, man, are obsessed.
I think it's because, like, I went to the store yesterday, and there was two whole aisles, just full of Minions stuff, lunchboxes, shirts.
They're really good at marketing.
Just keychains, everything.
I do marketing for a living. I don't think anyone else here does.
There's a subreddit called R Minion Hates. Our Minion Hates, and they have this whole thing about how the Minions, like, the money made from them goes, like, directly to Comcast, and, like, Comcast is, like, you know, an evil company, according to them, and many people, I would assume. I'm not going to say anything about that, though. But, yeah, like...
Comcast controls the Taliban!
They have this whole thing where, like, the Minions, like, they hate the Minions for, like, legitimate reasons, and it's crazy. Like, an entire community of Minion haters, and I loved it. It was so much fun.
Wow. I hope they listen. To our
Trainwreck came in at number three. Ready. I would say that's pretty modest for Trainwreck, considering like I'll check the budget for it. Yeah, I mean, it's got high reviews. Its production budget hasn't been released yet. I would guess, though, it's going to be less than $100 million to make this movie with LeBron James.
Movies do bad? Because I do, and this is one of them.
You hope Trainwreck is a train wreck?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Got him.
Inside Out came out at number four. It's still doing really well. I think it's made almost $300 million domestically. I want to say not combining foreign markets. I'll double check.
Man, they're just abusing the box office. Inside Out just domestically is abusing it.
It's doing really well. It hasn't opened everywhere in the foreign markets, but altogether it's already at $450 million.
Dang.
That's pretty good.
That's all right.
Yeah, just a little okay. Jurassic World is still doing really well, too, at number 5. And then everything underneath it is just, you know, more Mr. Holmes. Mr. Holmes is number 11 right now.
It was limited release, though.
Yeah. It hasn't made a million yet, but it's getting there.
I contributed
and
to
And it's just Friday, so.
You did it.
I did.
In my head, like, if this movie does bad, Ian McKellen's just going to be, like, sitting there with one tear coming down.
Yeah.
All right, but then remember, he's a sir, so, like, yeah, screw everyone else.
He gets over it.
All right, so, unfortunately, when we recorded the last podcast, it was our Comic-Con roundup, but we recorded Saturday morning. And the problem with that is that 3 trailers dropped on Saturday. We got some flack for it in the comments, but I promise we would cover these trailers.
Sound like you're gonna cry.
Okay? I know we dropped and they dropped and we didn't see them and I'm sorry.
Wait, that second podcast,
to all my fans, I apologize for the comments that were made.
Talk about the trailers?
No, we're just gonna talk about it now.
So consequently, even though the words did not mean what I thought they meant, I apologize.
What are you?
I was doing a Key and Peele thing.
What?
I was doing a Key and Peele thing.
Oh, I don't. I like Key and Peele a little bit, but not a lot.
Have you seen the basketball skit where like he just won like a championship and he's like, "Kids, you can fly! Literally, if you jump off a building right now, you will fly. You just gotta believe in yourself. Like I believe, kids." Get your friend and jump on your back and head for the nearest on-ramp to the freeway. You will turn into a car.
Look.
Okay.
Only a handful of Key and Peele skits have made me laugh. Like, when I watch a Key and Peele skit, it's like the same thing over and over again. I sit there and I watch it. They make a bunch of jokes. They do a bunch of things. And I'm like, when's it going to get funny? Mm-hmm. When's it going to get funny? And then that's it.
I like that one.
The substitute teacher one, obviously.
Yeah. That's just the first one, though. All the sequels sucked.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones one was kind of funny.
I don't think I saw that one.
It's you like it.
Did she say bitch though? That one's pretty good.
And I was like, bitch. Wait, you said that? You said bitch though?
This
you said that?
The slap ass. That one's good. A few of them are good.
Is this a family podcast?
This is a family podcast.
Look,
Kayla, backhand, front hand. Backhand or front hand?
What?
Kayla, don't answer that.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, you just totally lost us. Anyway, so we're going to get into these trailers.
I know what you're talking about.
So,
I know what you're laying down.
There were so many trailers that came out, guys. Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad, the Deadpool trailer, even X-Men Apocalypse, which not a lot of people have seen yet just because it's only been leaked.
Also, The Revenant. But that didn't come out at Comic-Con, but it did get... I just saw it this week.
I did see... I haven't seen the trailer itself, but yeah, I know that
I
came
saw
out.
It.
Bridge of Spies has a new trailer. Pan has a new trailer. But these are the main ones. These are the ones everyone's talking about.
I don't know. I think there's a pretty good buzz behind The Revenant.
I want to start with the whole X-Men Apocalypse thing
before we
jump. Because, can I just say, I'm so sick of everybody making Power Rangers jokes. That's so annoying. We get it. He looks like Ivan Ooze. Move on. Everyone's acting like it was their idea that he looks like that guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's all I wanted to say.
That's it?
I don't know if you guys had anything.
That's it?
I love young bald Professor X, though.
I haven't seen that.
I love James McAvoy as a bald guy. Great.
I like the 80s stuff I've seen so far.
Yeah, I know. It's very cool. The lighting's really cool because you showed me those pictures the other day.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Very, like, I thought it looked like really comic booky.
And yeah, it does.
It's nice.
And I don't think that's Apocalypse in his final form. I think people are getting a little too, like... It's like a repeat of the whole Quicksilver thing, you know? Like, everybody was, like, freaking out about his look, and then he ended up being the best part of the movie. Like, I don't know. I have a feeling that could happen again.
Mm-hmm. Like, are you guys still... Are you as on board with X-Men still? Like,
yeah,
are you excited for Apocalypse? Because I love Days of Future Past.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was really good.
I'm excited.
So, yeah.
I like his, I mean, like, his whole Ivan Ooze thing is, like, really weird, but Apocalypse has, like, always looked weird. Like, even in the comics and cartoons, he's, like, a character you can't make look serious despite, you know, him being, named after literally the Apocalypse.
There's a lot of versions of Apocalypse, and yeah, some of them are silly, but some of them do look pretty, like, Thanos-y, so I think they could make
Thanos
it better.
Thanos looks ridiculous, though.
Whoa, just because he's purple, Adonis, that doesn't mean anything.
Wow.
It's all those harsh. All those butt chins, probably, too.
Or you speak, Adonis.
Purple's a great color. It holds saturation even in its desaturation.
Maria, I forget.
Can
if
we
you
have
like...
Can we have a jingle for Kayla every time she talks about animation?
Yeah.
Mike, go ahead.
Go ahead, sing it.
I'm serious.
A jingle?
A jingle.
Ready, set.
Go.
Go.
Oh my gosh, you're so quick on your feet. But what?
You got this, man. I believe in you.
Too late.
I'm gonna...
What's new with animation?
No.
In this nation, it's Kayla. Done. Record that. Move it.
Let it run. So, Maria, I don't think we've ever talked...
I was going for a one word. I would have been... Cartoons!
Sounds like Yahoo.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is.
Maria, I don't think we've ever talked about X-Men. Like, we didn't cover Days of Future Past because the podcast hadn't started
yet. Yeah, we have.
I mean, I forget, though. Like, where are you at with that? Are
I'm
you
pregnant.
X-Men is my favorite Marvel movie. Well, one of my favorite ones.
Wait, of the X-Men movies, which one's your favorite, though?
Oh, easily.
The first one.
X-Men Origins, Wolverine.
Wait, okay, I really liked that one.
No!
Yeah, I did!
Ew.
I did!
It makes no sense.
Did you like Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, then?
Well, we'll get to that.
I don't think I have a favorite X-Men movie, if that makes any sense.
No,
I,
that's totally acceptable.
It would either be X2 or First Class.
I really like First Class a lot.
First Class was fun. Anyway, so X-Men Apocalypse is coming out. I think it's looking good so far. Obviously, more trailers. We can go into DC this time.
Yes.
Batman versus Superman. Yes.
I'm so there, guys. I'm so, so excited for these.
Really? You're excited for Batman versus Superman?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Like, I don't get excited for Marvel, but I will get a fire lit under my butt for Superman. I love Superman.
Wow, did you like the Superman movie?
Man of Steel?
Yeah.
I really did like Man of Steel. I don't get it.
I liked it.
I fell asleep, but...
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I rewatched it, and I almost fell asleep again.
My dad has, like, a man crush on Superman.
Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
I think the universe has a man crush on this guy.
He was like, how did they do that? And I was like, how did they do what, Dad? He was like, is that, like, a real person?
It was the Russell Crowe.
Yes.
God. Isn't he the kid from The Count of Monte Cristo? Is that him?
No, that's Jim Caviezel. He played Jesus.
No, his son. Shut up.
Will do. So I have to say, guys, I think it looks good. Like, I want to see more, but I'm still not sold.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's
what don't you like about it?
Maria, you're with me, right? You love DC?
I do.
She's Dr. DC, yeah.
I like the
Dark
Knight trilogy a lot.
Yeah, anything can happen in Puerto Rico.
Kyle, you know, we're family. How do you not know this?
I'm
so,
sorry.
Like, it's hard for
we need to hang out more.
I will say the thing I like most about Batman versus Superman is Batman.
Really?
I'm on board with Ben Affleck.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm on board with how they're connecting the movies, how they're making him pay for, like, all the crap that he did in Man of Steel, because that was the most annoying thing about that.
I feel like that's a common theme of superhero movies right now. It's like...
Consequences.
Yeah, of like... Y'all just can't be these great guys. You've killed a lot of people.
And that's a huge storyline in Justice League.
Our town.
Yeah.
Like, a big storyline in, like, the animated series was Cadmus and, like, Amanda Waller, like, creating, like, superheroes that could stop the Justice League because they couldn't control them.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But wait, what are you not digging about it?
I'm not digging Lex Luthor. I'm not.
You know what he looks like? He looks like a kid who wanted to go into theater and didn't make it, and he's just got a lot of jazz hands going on. Ugh, I hated him.
I don't get why he's Lex Luthor. I don't.
Big name. I'm really excited for Jeremy Irons as Alfred, though.
That's working for me, yeah.
Well,
I thought for sure that was Robert Downey Jr. first time I watched it. I was like, what are you doing in this movie?
Adonis, go to your corner.
No way, Adonis. Nobody asked you.
Is it because they're both white with a beard?
All white people look the same.
No, he really looked like an older Tony Stark to me.
You know what the best Robert Downey Jr. movie is?
Do you not recognize that voice?
Yeah, I know it wasn't him because of the voice, Maria. I'm just saying he looked a lot like Tony Stark.
I wasn't serious.
Is this one of the times where you're joking and nobody gets it, Adonis?
No, I'm being serious, Maria. Dang it.
All right. Well, I was on board with, like, the Joker Easter egg. I'm not on board with shoehorning Wonder Woman and Aquaman in this. I love the look of Wonder Woman.
What about Robin?
Robin's in this?
Well, that's
he's He's apparently dead.
He's dead. Yeah. That's that was a scene with the suit, and it had the Joker stuff written on
it's
it.
It's ripped out of a scene in the animated series.
Uh-huh.
And it's from, not Killing Joke, but one of the Joker stories where he kills Tim Drake Robin.
No, I know.
If there's a Robin in this, it's going to be Nightwing.
He doesn't kill Tim Drake. He kills Jason.
Or, yeah, Jason Todd. Thank you. But
that was really confusing, because they show the body of this guy. What's his name? The guy from Superman?
They show Zod's body, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They show Zod's body, and then immediately they show like the graffiti on a suit. So that was confusing for me. I didn't realize it was Robin's suit.
I don't know. I thought it might have to do with like they're using the they're testing the kryptonite.
Yeah, I for sure think that Zod is just kryptonite tester, and I think those things are just by each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's 100% for sure Robin's suit, and that's why Batman's so so.
Wow, that's cool. I didn't catch
super
that.
Like. I think overly like brooding right now.
Yeah, this isn't
because he blamed himself for Jason's death.
Uh huh.
Right. Exactly.
Gosh,
this,
I love that story.
This is supposed to be, you know, like an older Batman, and I'm on board with that. But I just, why can't Wonder Woman just get her own movie first? Why did we have to jump from Man of Steel to Batman versus Superman? Could we not have done a Wonder Woman movie this year, or right before Batman versus Superman, or before Suicide Squad? Like, I like these movies. I like what they're doing. I just don't get the order.
Mm, yeah. I mean,
that's all. And, like, and also putting in Aquaman, it just feels bloated to me. And, like, I feel like there's just not going to be enough time to fit all of these characters in. They have Diane Lane in this. They have the whole, like, side story probably that's going to happen with Lois Lane. And then Lex Luthor. It's just so much. That's all.
Mm. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
What do you think of that whole... that, like, image that's been, like, circling around the internet where it looks like Batman is, like, just snapping this dude's neck?
He's not
snapping. Oh, you lost your mind about that, yeah.
He's just he's just twisting him. He's just throwing him.
Like, yeah.
I think that's
reaching. I think Batman's had enough, man.
Batman. Also, you know what? Superman killed someone last movie, so maybe it's time for Batman, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, people do forget that in the early comics, Batman killed people all the time.
Batman
and he, like, let
guns.
People die.
Yeah.
And he was just
also, dead. isn't there a storyline where... like when gosh, can't think of it. When Batman goes insane, like,
there's a lot of those.
All Batman.
Yeah, no, but like something took over his body.
Dresses up and fights crime. Yeah,
yeah. There was like where I remember stuff where
like a bat.
I remember stuff being in his neck and like tubes going in his neck, and he was getting pumped stuff that made him like evil, and he killed people.
Like
is
Scarecrow.
Is this the animated series?
Yeah, no, this is in the comics.
It's probably a Scarecrow thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the Mad Hatter.
Yeah. All right, well, that's Batman vs. Superman. I think most of you guys are excited. I want to see more, for sure.
More excited than I was when I first saw it.
Yeah. Better. It's a lot better than that first teaser trailer.
Yeah.
So that leads us into... we're going to go back to Marvel before we go back to DC. Deadpool. The new Deadpool trailer came out. And I just want to say, these are the same people making Fantastic Four. I don't get why people aren't giving Deadpool crap, but they give Fantastic Four a lot of crap. Just saying.
Because it's this very, very different... very different movies. Like, Deadpool is fun and edgy, and Fantastic Four looks cookie cutter. I mean, we saw the trailer for it before we saw Ant-Man, and I said this to you, John, of like, how many cliches can they fit into one trailer? Because they were all there. The moment Miles Teller said, he's too strong for, like, he's stronger than us, but not all of us. Like, shut up. Like, screw that, man.
Really,
so back to the Deadpool trailer.
You really laughed during that one thing he said.
The suit?
The don't make it
the Green Lantern
or
thing.
Or animated.
That, I did lose it, yeah.
John lost it.
Yeah,
that was pretty great. Funny trailer, a lot of action, a lot of Deadpool.
He has
Deadpool.
A higher voice than I thought he was going to have.
Now, Mike, you said something during the Deadpool trailer about how you think it's too much Deadpool. Like, you don't think they're going to be able to do that for an entire movie.
I
have that concern too.
Yeah, that if that's it for 2 hours, I think it's gonna get old quick.
I don't know. What do you think, Adonis? You're the big Deadpool fan.
I'm really hoping it's not like. I'm really hoping they don't rely too much on like the fact that it's rated R, because like I was reading the coverage about the Comic-Con panel, and it just came out just like guns ablazing, just like cursing, just like no censorship at all. And that's fine, but then I don't want it to get too crude and too Like, I just don't know it's relied too much on, like, dropping F-bombs and, you know, the fact that they got an R-rated green light and everything. I want it to be, like, smart in the way that Deadpool is with his jokes and his humor and his breaking the fourth wall.
Fair enough. That's exactly, like, putting my feelings into words.
Okay.
I think they can toe the line of self-indulgenceness.
Garcia sisters, what do you think? Go ahead, Marie. You can go.
Go ahead, Kylie.
Oh, Kylie! Wow, that's a new one. Yeah, I think I'm excited for it. I think it'll be interesting to see. I didn't grow up like with a bunch of superhero stuff. I was more in like the Star Wars universe my whole life. But I'm excited for this one. I think it'll be really good.
Yeah, Kylie used to dress as Princess Leia. On a regular Thursday, not for Halloween.
Yeah. I went to school like that.
Mike, on a see those pictures, don't you, Mike?
Nope. What about you? So Maria.
Mike sees it every day, I think.
That's truth. I still have it.
I know you're not the biggest Marvel fan, but are you on board for at least Deadpool?
Me?
Yeah,
I'm on board. Deadpool is not a superhero I'm super familiar with, so.
Are you kidding me?
It's a little hard for me to see like the buzz that people have for it and how much they're expecting, but I find it interesting. I think it looks cool. I just have a little bit of a problem with Ryan Reynolds. Not much,
yeah,
but
me too.
It's cool. I'll watch it.
Okay, all right. So,
Maria, you have a problem with a lot of actors.
I know, it's just, and this is stupid, and I know it's stupid, it's just to me he's always Van Wilder. Like, I can't picture him as an actor
or another person.
He's always Van Wilder to me.
To me, he's the chubby part from Just Friends. it's not hard to, like, remember who and Maria likes and doesn't like. If it's not Tom Hardy, she doesn't like him.
Right, yeah, so true.
If it's Jeremy Renner, she really hates him.
I don't hate him. Also, he sometimes, depending on the angle, looks cross-eyed.
Who, Ryan Reynolds?
Jeremy Renner.
He does.
I'm Deadpool.
I think.
I think it could work for him. The cross-eyed look, the whole movie.
Well, I mean, he's wearing a mask. By the way, his suit is animated for some of it, so.
I think one thing that I do like. Well, no, I've seen that it's practical. But one thing that I do like is that they have faith enough that they're going to give him a mask, and they're relying on his voice. And I think Ryan Reynolds has a specific voice that's going to really make the character shine. So I am excited about that part. And I like that T.J. Miller is in this.
T.J. Miller's great. Yeah,
yeah. All right, we only have one trailer left: Suicide Squad. Before we get into it, isn't it kind of
Margot Robbie fanboy time?
Isn't it kind of weird that like we're getting a trailer for this 13 months ahead of it?
It's farther ahead than when we got the first Star Wars trailer, right?
Yeah.
I think it's about the same though.
Maybe we got it at the end of November.
Yeah, because that's Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars can do what it wants. Like,
what they gave us was like a desert scene.
And it was it was a teaser. This was a full-on trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's true. But wasn't it because it was leaked? Maybe they weren't...
Baloney, it was leaked.
I know. I agree. But maybe that's the excuse.
No, I think it was leaked, and then they acted angry about it so that like they'd get a bunch of press over it, and then everyone would watch the trailer. That's...
Like, how dare you give us all this free marketing and allow millions to watch our trailer?
They don't really, like, they weren't really that upset about it, but they used the publicity to their advantage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Why wouldn't you?
But
yeah,
that said, what did you guys think of the trailer?
Love it.
I loved it. It was great.
I like the music a lot. I got chills.
Oh, the BG song? Holy crap, that was so good.
Yeah, word. Although it was a little too much like the Age of Ultron, like singing in the background thing. But
while he did like slow fade ins to like different characters, and then like it all leads up to like instead of like Ultron talking, it's Jared Joker.
It worked really well. I bet it's the same. I bet it's the same company that made that trailer.
I wish people could have seen the hand, the whole thing you had going on with that. That was a good description of what
Thank
it was
you.
Like.
But okay, so let's. I mean, I. People, I hate Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
John hates Matthew
McConaughey. Okay.
Sure.
More than I hate the Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, no.
It's Jared Leto.
You talk about how much I hate people. Mike is always trying to find someone to hate that everybody loves.
That's not true.
It's so true.
McConaughey
and
Jared Leto.
You're like, I didn't like it.
Who else do I hate?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh yeah. I don't hate
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, that's true. But don't hate Jake Gyllenhaal. Adonis. I just don't think he's a...
that one's accurate.
That's, yeah. It's not... I just don't think he's a top five actor.
I think... True. I don't think he's a top five.
He didn't say that.
I say top 10, but...
I don't think he's a...
Okay, all right.
Ladies, stop arguing.
I really... One thing I really like about this trailer is that they focused on characters we do know. They didn't overdo it with, like, no one knows who Katana is. No one knows who, like, Diablo is. Some people know who Killer Croc is. You know, they did a good job of this. They showed the mystery behind Enchantress, which was good because Cara Delevingne is, like, a rising star. So that was smart. Mm-hmm. They didn't show a lot of Rick Flagg, which is good. I think it's a good thing because I feel like he's not a very interesting character. Like, I don't know if anyone can back me up on this, but I've never been, like, a big fan of him.
Of who?
Yes.
Well, he's like, the good guy in the group. He's, like, a military dude who, like, kind of has to lead them. And he's just not as interesting. Like, everybody else's backstories are really interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. And I feel like he's going to be, like, the straight, you know, white guy who's going to be, like...
Atticus Finch of the movie. He's going to be the moral compass.
He's going to be basically Steve Rogers.
I think you always need to have that in a group, especially in a group where it's all the bad guys. You need to have some kind of sympathetic factor. And he has to be that sort of good guy but bad guy that leads them.
Who's that for our group?
Oh, jeez.
That's John, of course.
John's not a good guy.
And I'm not white.
John is the one who kind of keeps us in order. I'm not saying he's the good guy. He's the one who's like, guys, we have to do this.
All right.
Yeah, he's Amanda Waller.
that's more accurate, yeah.
Amanda Knox?
Who's Amanda Knox?
Isn't that the chick who like went on trial in Italy for
murder? Oh, gosh, yeah. That's mean. Anyway,
John is
Italian. I like Harley Quinn. I like the way they did Jared Loco. And I like Will Smith as Deadshot. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I love I did like a whole trailer breakdown. I love all the DC Comics Easter eggs that just fit into this one trailer and how they're like you said, like they have all these characters that people don't really know. Like I was afraid the whole movie is just going to be a bunch of origin story scenes. And the trailer shows that they're going to do a few origins, but it looks like they're going to be quick and short and basically like,
yeah,
Here's this character, this is what happened, this is why they're here.
They're going to focus on the team aspect of it.
I don't think Joker Leto is going to be there.
Dear God.
For more than like 10 minutes.
I don't know. I kind of feel like they're going after the Joker. So he has to be there quite a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's just in flashback scenes.
I don't think so. I think they're trying to get the Joker. That's what I think. I don't know if it's true. I think they're going to try and get the Joker. And that's why Harley Quinn is, you know, a great asset for that.
Yeah, probably.
I'm with you, Maria.
Families got to stick together.
I have to say, I don't know if I love the fact that they're making Harley Quinn so overtly sexy. I know she's like a very sexy, flirtatious character, but there's also so much to her, and I'm worried they're just going to focus on she's hot and sexy and a little crazy.
Well, I mean,
Harley Quinn is
Robbie,
an amazing, complex character, and I don't want them to just make her like...
That's just Margot Robbie. That's not really... They can't really do anything about that.
She's all... I mean, she's just going to say like stuff like... Come here, daddy.
Oh,
I really hope it's not just that. And they just did a lot of scenes where she's licking stuff in the trailer and like biting or something. It's like, okay,
what trailer
I get
did you
it,
watch?
But
was there a red band
trailer
that?
No, she did in like the regular
trailer.
Yeah, no, she did. It was like a Miley Cyrus music video.
It's true.
All right, guys.
You tell me you've never licked a sledgehammer. Come on.
Never.
Guys, we have to do
Your
it.
Last name is Savage.
It's of all these trailers, guys.
A sexy person.
I heard that's how you're going to dance at my wedding.
I'm not going to talk about it. On this podcast.
Maria, how does it feel to know that your sister is getting married?
Good riddance, you know?
Wow.
Wow, that's harsh.
No. She means that's the song she's going to play at the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you had the time.
Am I playing a slideshow of you guys growing up together?
Yeah. We're making that slideshow like yesterday, so you gotta send me those ASAP.
The Princess Leia.
Is it a slideshow?
No. Oh. Absolutely not.
It's gonna end with 1 Corinthians 10:13.
That sounds like a Danielle thing. Not really like a Amy Hinkle thing.
No, yeah, we'll see. It's my wedding, not Danielle's.
Exactly.
So. John is gonna be the DJ, though. I'm really excited about that.
I'm more excited.
It's for real.
I like that you're more excited about that than I am, because I'm really excited about it.
Alright, guys. Out of all of these trailers, we have to decide which one was your favorite. Not the best.
Okay.
But which one do you think just hyped up? It has you the most hyped. It's just like you love this trailer above all else. We're gonna start with Kyle.
Yeah, I think Batman vs. Superman is the one that I liked the most because it brought me from a place of like I'm okay, like this might be a good movie, it'll be all right, to a point of like, okay, I think I actually want to go see it, like when it opens.
Okay.
I'm just excited for the story more.
Michael?
Superman Till I Die, man.
All right.
Superman Till I Die.
You're not even wearing your Superman. Oh, you are wearing your Superman color shoes, though.
Yeah, I wore my Superman socks on my day last night.
Oh, so. Okay. Did you wear the shorts?
What?
Did you wear the shorts?
No, I wore khakis.
Okay.
I wore the
Did you wear the khakis?
I wore the khakis.
Yeah!
I wore the shorts when I asked her out, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we worked as magic.
I'm just all up in your relationship right now.
No, you are.
Right. And then there's Kayla. Kayla, which trailer did it for you?
I think... Stop holding a fake gun to my head. I think
we gotta make stuff up, Savage.
That I'm not making things up.
Kayla, put your pants back on!
Oh my goodness!
You just look so upset at the mic.
Something's going on over there, and we're missing
nothing's
out.
Nothing's happening!
Luke,
I think
California.
It's okay, we're missing out.
I liked.
Nothing to see here.
Oh god. Just skip me.
Adonis.
Nobody loves me, dog.
We gave you an option. You asked us to skip you, and then as soon as we did, man, no one gives me a chance.
I like how that was your impression of Kayla's voice. It got way deeper.
It got really Eeyore. I don't know.
Yeah.
I liked the Deadpool.
There it is.
Well, right. I didn't. I just was really like curious about like to see what it was about. So that's why I guess not that I liked it, but just that it was like, oh, that's what that's about. Now.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, sweet.
Donis.
The Deadpool for me as well.
All right, Maria.
Batman versus Superman.
Whoa! I'm the only one who's gonna pick Suicide Squad. That was for me.
Well,
my favorite.
You know. I like Suicide Squad, but I was already excited for Suicide Squad. I feel exactly like Kylie because I wasn't expecting much, and I really like what they're going to do with the story. I like that it's still pretty focused on Superman, so I'm going to pick that one.
I liked the Batman versus Superman one, but the Suicide Squad is the one that gave me chills. Mm. Just like the part where she cocks the bat to the music, I had chills. So, and I really like what they're doing with the Joker, so...
Yeah, I chose Deadpool because, like, the trailer, I'm still a little bit worried about the film, like I said, because I don't want them to be too reliant on the rated R stuff, but I feel like I was always a little worried about it because I didn't know how it would turn out, and the trailer just kind of got me a little more hyped for it and a little more confident that it's really happening and that it might be a really big success.
But were you ever worried, Adonis?
Yeah, because, like, Deadpool is a really hard character to do.
Is there a train going by, or?
Yeah.
Am I what?
There's a train going by. Mike is losing his mind.
I did have the same thought,
Mike
but I was like,
has
this
ADD.
Is a movie podcast. I can't talk about the trains. And Mike brought it up anyways.
Yeah.
I think if Mike doesn't have the attention for 5 seconds, he just explodes.
Oh.
What? I said it.
Yeah, you go, Maria.
Yeah,
Adonis,
yeah.
Go on,
yeah.
Please.
I broke your heart. So
no, I was just saying that like Deadpool, he's like really hard to do on screen because he's so cartoony. And so I guess I'm still just a little worried that it's not going to turn out as good as the hype is making it.
All right. Well, I guess that's that. I think Batman vs. Superman got the most votes there.
Woo! I'm pumped. I'm glad. I'm glad we're all together on this, besides Kalu picked Deadpool. All
right, guys. Before we get to feedback, there's just a few headlines we want to throw your way.
New Adonis.
I'm
sorry. I was like to pick on you, I'm sorry.
It looks like she wishes she was holding a knife right now.
Well, I'm not going to buy you 5-hour energy drinks anymore, Mike.
No, Kayla,
no.
No
more!
All right.
I went to Walgreens, I went to the back, I got it!
We got to move on, because Kayla has to go to work.
Oh, that's so sweet, John.
Where do you work, Kayla? You've been complaining that you never answer the question of the week, and I'm
okay,
trying.
I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, why are you being mean to me?
Dude, John, you're being really hard on her right now. I don't know.
Guys, couples therapy is after the podcast.
And usually it's reserved for John and I, so like, we're taking up our time.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just going through a couple of headlines real quick before we jump into feedback. The biggest one for me was Aladdin is getting a live action prequel called Genies.
Is Robin Williams playing him?
Oh my
God.
Too soon. That's too soon.
That's so mean.
No, it's
you
not.
Killed it. You just completely killed it.
John, really?
Huh? You can't break it.
That's the only one I have.
I won't break it.
Like, that was one of my main problems about this movie, is that, you know, he can't even be genie. I'm not gonna like whoever this genie guy is.
Just to add on to this, guys, by the way, here's a few other films that are live action movies coming out from Disney. Jungle Book, Pete's Dragon, Beauty and the Beast, Pete's Night Dragon? On Bald Mountain, Dumbo, Prince Tarzan. Charming, Winnie the Pooh, and Mulan.
Are these
Tarzan.
All? No way. These
Did you
are
say
all
Pinocchio?
These are all live action.
No.
You didn't say
By
Tarzan.
When? By when? Give me a timeline. Because I see
they're all different times. They're all over until different. They're all over the next few years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is this all coming out within a year, 2 years?
Yeah. There's a couple of these are coming
it's
out.
It's between now and 2020.
Some of them are coming out in 2016.
Okay, that's different then. If these were all coming out, like,
a few are coming out in 2017 and 2018.
I blame Marvel.
That's true.
Yeah. It's Marvel's fault.
Marvel set up a whole universe, and now everyone's like, yeah. That's such a good idea. And then,
even Disney,
then
who
Pixar's
owns Marvel, was like, you know, let's just copy off of
them. We've been doing this for a while.
Let's imitate our smaller retired child.
All right, guys. So another big thing that also has to do with Disney, John C. Reilly has confirmed that Wreck-It Ralph 2 will have Wreck-It Ralph in it.
Which oh, really?
Sight.
Let's hope so.
Sight.
Yeah, but yeah, the sequel is 100% confirmed. We kind of knew it was coming, but now it's definitely.
Guys, I loved Wreck-It Ralph.
You did?
Yeah. I liked it too.
Biggest thing though is
Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman is in it.
Oh, she is. She has to. I will watch it if she's not in it.
Mm-hmm. Another headline.
They get Amy Schumer. Oh god.
Another.
Stop it.
Also, Michael Cera was announced to voice Robin in the Lego Batman movie. Which I kind of like the idea.
Yeah.
That it's, works.
It's funny. I heard he passed on Fantastic Beasts, the Harry Potter's spinoff.
Thank goodness.
Just to do this.
Wow. Oh,
which
yeah.
I think that makes sense, because either do a J.K. Rowling movie that might suck, or do a Lego Batman movie with your old co-star Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite Michael Cera role is the 10 minutes he was in This Is the End.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that movie.
He's hilarious
in that movie.
It's really
Isn't
funny.
He like a douche in that movie?
Yeah, he's playing like the opposite hyperbolized version of himself. So instead of being like reserved and, you know, Michael Cera, he like does cocaine, talks about getting his pee-pee touched, and slaps Rihanna's ass.
Do you buy it though? Like, is it like, oh, he can do that, or is it funny because it's so unreal?
It's funny because it's so unreal, but like, you believe it, I guess. I don't know. This is the End. I think it's just a really well done movie of like people playing themselves, but like not themselves. I love This Is the End. It's kind of like a.
They're playing like the versions that all the tabloid magazines make people believe.
Yeah, Jonah
you know,
Hill
that's
is
how
like
they are.
Overly sweet.
Yeah.
And then he like he prays the guy. He's like, hey God, it's me, Jonah. If you just do one thing for me, can you kill Dave? Like, it's so cool.
Give me a solid, bro.
Another announcement, guys. So we all know that the first Green Lantern movie was horrible. 2011.
I don't know,
man. It was
not
a Green Lantern. That was a terrible movie. Don't
Blake Lively really, really sucked.
Okay. Well, we also know that there's going to be a Green Lantern movie coming out in 2020. And, you know, hindsight, guys. It's going to be called Green Lantern Corps. That's the official title. So that it sounds like they're going to be taking the Green Lantern from Justice League and expanding his universe out to include, well, Oa and all the other Green Lanterns. And they're probably going to be doing like a Blackest Night sort of thing, which has me really excited.
They're expanding the universe, huh?
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
New idea.
That I never thought would happen in a superhero movie.
Now?
You know, I think Pixar sort of has done it before, but not like this.
I knew a guy who just had literally no other great things to do with his time, and was like, let's figure out how these things connect.
It sounds like he had way too much time on his hands.
Yeah. But then, like, it accidentally worked out, and then he got, like, a girlfriend, and he's just been big-headed ever since.
That sounds accurate.
That's
All right, guys.
You said that like he's only had one girlfriend his entire life.
Wasn't it the book? Isn't that his?
Yeah.
Girlfriend?
All right, guys. So last week we asked you, is the movie industry in its worst state ever right now? You guys went to the comments and you answered it. Now, if you guys recall, Marie and I had a very heated discussion.
Yeah, we did.
It was pretty bad.
I was scared.
Adonis kind of fell in the middle. He was like, it could be in the worst state ever, but it's not the best. It's not the worst right now. Maria said it is in its worst state ever. She thinks that because of all the remakes and reboots and prequels, it's just really it's just not good. And I said the opposite. I said it's in a great state. We're still getting great movies mm-hmm. despite all the reboots and prequels.
For the record, I strongly disagree with Maria.
Oh gosh.
I don't think it's in the best state, but I definitely don't think it's in the worst state. Right. I think not the best state, but a great state. I mean, think of the Oscars last year. Think of all the great movies that were.
That was my main point.
Birdman was so good.
I hate that movie though.
Here we go.
Interstellar was so bad.
Well, here's
we had Aloha. We got Home.
Well, here
man, we're Aloha getting the perfect man. Just think of all these movies.
Well, here's what you guys said in the comments. Anthony said, is the movie industry in its worst? You may need to be more specific. From an originality standpoint, yes, it is. Anything else? I don't know. Mm. I would disagree. I think there's plenty of original movies coming out. They're just not big budget blockbuster movies necessarily, but there's still original movies coming out.
Yeah.
And there's original takes
like
on old people, on like Ant-Man coming out.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. But also, like, you gotta think, like, even, you know, like, in the 70s, if I think of, like, great blockbuster, like, movies, like The Godfather was an original, so, you know, based on, you know,
sure.
Mario Puzo's books.
Was Jaws based on anything?
Probably.
Very like, weird, not as good as a movie book.
Almost Famous was based on James Cameron's life.
I think
Avatar was based on the Pocahontas sequel. Yeah. Yeah.
2001 A Space
it's not
Odyssey.
Based on
2001
something.
A Space
it's
Odyssey like... was based on 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Well, yeah.
Blade Runner, I Dream of Electric Sheeps.
I will give a point to That's Maria real. And Anthony because I do think that this year has been pretty rough, what with Home was terrible.
Yeah.
And Jupiter Ascending is like the worst science fiction movie that's come out in recent memory.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get in Tomorrowland, you know, didn't meet expectations. I liked it, but I think a lot more people didn't like it.
I thought Jupiter Ascending was gonna be like sci fi Magic Mike.
Magic Mike, that's another one.
Original.
Yeah. Original.
But it was a sequel.
No, it's just male version of Coyote Ugly.
Sergio though said I sort of agree with Maria. Hollywood's making all these remakes and cash grabbers, but John is right. All these good movies like Boyhood and Birdman, all these Oscar movies are original and great movies. Unfortunately, Oscar movies are only noticed once the Oscars tell us, "Hey, these movies exist."
That's not. I.
That's a good
that.
Point. That's a good point
for the average
for
person.
A lot of
okay.
People,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It, I like my mom.
That's true. That's true. That's
a lot.
Like, cause I'm already like.
It's
buzzing.
A chicken or the egg thing.
Yeah.
If you live in Ohio, you don't know
anything.
Anything.
I mean, that's just because you live in Ohio.
Yeah.
That's why you live in Ohio.
You're like, what's a movie?
You were saying something.
There are other states?
Did you say something to that?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't hear you when Mike is talking. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Loud.
Sorry about that.
You are kind of
like so obnoxious.
Well,
no, I didn't say anything. I just said that, yeah, the average people who go to the cinemas don't know it unless you tell them, hey, go watch this movie. It's good. And that's awesome.
It's like kind of what
we
do.
Always are.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like why people
still
listen
to I have a friend who I told about Birdman this year. He's never heard of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just how it is. So Sergio said, I don't think it's at its worst, but it could be better. So okay. I think that's closer to, like, I think everyone can agree
yeah.
with
yeah.
There's
totally.
Always room for improvement.
Yeah. Daniel said, Sergio, if Kick Assembly 3 were more likable than Shia Aaron Taylor Johnson wouldn't have died in Avengers 2.
Oh.
And then Sergio said, I think it's Kick-Ass 3.
You gotta admire how creative they get every time with it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think his autocorrect was not his friend on that one, though, unfortunately.
Oh.
Emma said, I think Hollywood movies are both better and worse. When watching movies like Mad Max and Birdman, it's better. But then you watch Godzilla and The Legend of Hercules. Good point.
It's good to take both sides
oh
of the
gosh,
argument.
Legend of Hercules.
And then my favorite comment was Sam, who said, this question's ridiculous. How can the movie industry be in New Jersey? making it rain. All right, guys. So that was our question of the week. Thanks for going.
That's everything?
That's everything, yeah.
No, wait, wasn't this all the sex drive stuff?
No, that
me.
was
that 2 weeks ago?
That was.
You missed
you
the
just,
No, we did.
You
we
just
talking
want
about
us to read
far.
The comments about you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nobody commented about Mike.
I wasn't on the podcast, idiot!
Well, thanks for answering your question, Mike.
Yeah.
So, guys, we have a new question of the week, and this one is going to take a second. We want to ask you guys, what are the top five best actors in the business right now, okay? So here.
Do we have to do top five? I can't pick five. I have, like, seven.
Mike just got up and stretched to get ready for this conversation.
Sorry, Maria. We have to do five. Mike is, like, staring at me right now. He's ready to throw down. So this question.
As soon as you say Jake Gyllenhaal,
I'm gonna punch you straight in your face.
This question,
no, it's not worth it, man.
This question came out of an argument Mike and I had 2 weeks ago, where I said Jake Gyllenhaal is one of the best actors in Hollywood right now, and he really disagreed. He said he's not even in like the top 20. No. I say he's in the top 10.
I think I'd put him in the top 20.
Okay,
but like when I think Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't think, oh man, so good. Like I think, oh man, I really like his movies, but I don't get the same sensation. I think. When I think of Daniel Day-Lewis, I get, like there's an aura around him. I don't
but
get that.
But, Mike, Daniel Day-Lewis has been doing this for a really long time. Are you judging him on the fact that he's younger? Because if you both put them at the same age, I'm sure Jake Gyllenhaal will bring out, like, amazing work as well.
Hopefully. We'll see. Maybe.
And he'll die. I think the difference is that Jake Gyllenhaal... I think Jake Gyllenhaal is consistently putting out great movies.
Yeah.
On my list, he's not in my top five, but Jake Gyllenhaal is my number...
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I put him as number 7. Yeah. So...
Okay, wait. Are we doing... We're only doing people who are alive. It doesn't matter the age,
they have to be alive.
So not necessarily just the younger actors.
They have to still be making movies. They have to have made a movie in the last 5 years. That's the rule.
Okay, cool.
It doesn't have to be, like, a great movie. It could be, like, a cash grab or something like that. But they're still alive, and they're still making movies. That's the idea.
Okay.
No problem.
So we're going to start with number 5. Kayla has to jump out. But, Kayla, can you give us your number 1?
I can... Because I really...
Kayla! Pick one.
No, Harrison Ford. I just really like him. He's done, like...
Has Harrison Ford made a movie in 5 years, though?
He was in Age of Adeline this year.
Age of Adeline.
And he's going to be... He's just got the coolest, like...
The Jackie Robinson movie. 42.
I just think he's got the coolest acting career of anybody. Like,
that's true.
He was there when, like, we were first, like, exploring, like, CG, like... effects, and like he's still here now in the whole like Star Wars thing.
He's Indiana Jones.
Who can say that? Oh yeah.
Who can say that they're Han Solo,
Indiana Jones,
and Blade Runner?
Right.
Jeez. Okay, Clarissa Flockhart.
So
thanks.
that's my number one.
He has a pierced ear, so pretty bad.
And he like crashed his plane and still lived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little accident prone.
I don't feel like you're giving him credit for being an actor though, just because he's cool, and he is a cool guy.
Indiana Jones.
On my list, I put him as number 23. Out of 24, I made.
It's a little bit biased of an opinion.
Okay,
so
it's a good opinion.
But I mean, he's just like my favorite, what I'm gonna go with. But yeah.
That's valid.
All right. Kayla's stepping out. See you, Kayla. And then we'll move on. All right. So we're going to start with number 5, and we're going to go around and around. I guess we'll do this clockwise. We can start with Kyle. Kyle, who is your number 5? Did you make a list?
I did. Kind of. But I don't know how valid my opinion is on this, because I'm sort of just delving into, like, watching. Mike actually introduced me to this, is like, not just watching movies because I am going to like the plot or whatever, but enjoying the cinematography and the acting and things like that.
Okay.
So my opinion is sort of more biased towards like actors I like in specific movies.
Okay.
Like I really like Robert Downey Jr. And like I think he's my number 5. But I don't know if he's like a great actor overall, but like I don't know if he's like a top 5 actor right now, but like in the movies that I'm familiar with that I really like, I would put him number 5.
Have you seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
I've not yet.
Put it on your list.
Yes.
RDJ is actually my number 14.
Okay. All right. I would put him in my top 20.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
John, I don't know if anybody's noticed this, but John always does this. People mention something, and he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, my number 14 on the list.
No,
he's
I have my list out.
Yeah.
He's not that important to me, but okay.
here's Mike's dilemma with this top 5, is that I think I was going to have a hard time explaining this, but then you said it early in the show. I'm a fan of traditional older movies. And so, like, if it was up to me, like, my top 5 is, like, solely older actors.
That's funny, though.
All of mine are old actors, and they're all guys.
Yeah.
Which feels a little, you know, but...
I'll start with number 5.
All guys?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. I didn't
But we're doing male actors, right? We didn't say actresses.
Actors include women. Yeah. Although I guess I did.
We're doing fast
speed. Well, you were very specific. I picked all male too because I thought we were just doing male actors.
We'll do it that way. Yeah, sure. I didn't include any women. I did look at some of my favorite women actors, and I just didn't find any that I was like any. I don't know. It was like I didn't find any that were like that had a big enough filmography for me to justify. Yeah. So
are you ready? Kate Blanchett. My number five.
Okay.
Ed Norton.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I have him as my number 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Done.
Big fan.
I'm a big fan of his just because, well, I mean, I love Fight Club, obviously. Mm-hmm.
I will say he was my favorite part of Birdman.
Yeah, Birdman I thought he was great, but then also, like, Moonrise Kingdom, I thought he was so great.
he's in a lot of Wes Anderson movies.
He is. And I think that's why I have an affinity for him, because, you know, I love Wes Anderson.
I can see that.
So, five, Ed Norton. And that was a hard one for me, because I feel like 6 through 10 are all, like, an even tie for what could have been 5.
Yeah.
But I wanted to throw Ed Norton in there.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Ed Norton's a good guy.
Adonis, you're up.
All right. My number 5 is Johnny Depp.
Okay. I was thinking about putting Johnny Depp on mine, and I took him out. I took him out of my top because,
yeah, see, like,
I think that I just all of his bad movies have just tainted him for me.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean he's not a great actor.
I think he's a great actor because even in those bad movies, he always does like 100%. Because I love how, like, even in the really bad movies, he always commits to whatever character he's given to. He like changes his appearance, his accent, his whole like. He's basically like the man of 1,000 personalities, and I think that's really great. He's just like a really good method actor.
I have to admit, though,
I agree.
There's few roles he's done where I've been really impressed. Uh-huh. I feel like he kind of phones it in for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
I will say Edward Scissorhands is probably his best movie in my opinion. And
I liked him a lot in The Demon Bonner of Fleet Street. Why can I not think of that name?
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
Thank you. I can only think of the song from The Office.
The Demon Bonner of Fleet Street.
Okay,
Maria.
My number 5 is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, awesome. Right.
There you go.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah.
He was who I was going back and forth with Ed Norton with.
He's my number 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Leonardo DiCaprio. I had a hard time with this one because I'm always confused whether is he a great, like, versatile actor or is he really, like, always sort of the same character? But I really do think he's great. At least I find him incredibly influential, and he picks such great movies. He had to be on the list, really.
Yeah,
Revenant's gonna be good.
And that's what influenced me, because I would love to put him higher, like, maybe even, like, top 3, but yeah. I did let awards slip into my consideration for...
I did.
So if they won awards, they're on your list?
No. Like, I picked who... Like, how I did it was I started just jotting down people I liked. Like, there was obvious ones that went on my list.
Yeah.
And then when I was doing head-to-head comparisons, like, that stuff went out. But Ed Norton doesn't really fit that description. I just really like Ed Norton. Like, for example, Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks has Oscars. And so he ended up moving farther up my list, even though, like...
got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
My only problem with Leonardo is, like, I'm afraid he's going to become the Al Pacino of our time. Like, he's done great movies, he's amazing, but you're going to remember him because he either yells a lot or cries a lot in movies, or he's insane. But anyway,
Mike's
my
doing,
top five. Go
Mike's
ahead.
Doing an impression of Al Pacino right now. But, okay, so
my
number 5 was actually, like, for a little bit, it was my number 1. I had to push him down. Dustin Hoffman.
He dropped 4 spots.
On Dustin Hoffman.
Good. Nice. Oh, John.
I have to.
That's a good pick. He's not in my top 5. He should have been. I didn't think of... Oh.
Tootsie, Midnight Cowboy, Kramer versus Kramer, Rain Man,
Kramer versus
Fockers.
Kramer versus Kramer, I think, is a little overrated. Mm. But still great.
I think so, too. But he did a great job in it.
And, of course, The Graduate. One of the best movies of all time. It's so good. It's inspired so many like TV shows.
I think Dustin Hoffman's lost on our generation. I think a lot of people would see him and be like, oh yeah, the guy, the parent from Meet the Fockers.
I think,
and
like,
that makes me sad.
My older brothers and sisters who are like Gen X,
yeah.
You know, not my parents, but like the people right before our generation. I think they have a really good respect for Dustin Hoffman, but our generation, they kind of missed it
for sure.
All right, Kyle, who's your number 4?
My number 4 pick, again, because I really like a lot of the movies he's in, is Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Have you seen Tree of Life?
Brad Pitt's my number 12.
All right,
but,
there you go.
Tree of Life on your list.
Yeah. There's a lot of things going on my list. But yeah, I just like the characters he plays. He's kind of, he's kind of off the wall sometimes. I like him. I
have you seen 12 Monkeys?
No.
Best Brad Pitt movie. Best Brad Pitt movie is 12 Monkeys.
You're making me look like a fool in front of all these people.
I'm sorry.
Not for my sister, man. You're killing
Maria, do you like 12 Monkeys?
Yeah.
I love it. Do you think it's the best
Brad
Pitt?
It's a great movie. The best Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
I forgot he was in
it. I have a huge thing for Brad Pitt and Meet Joe Black. I thought he was such a subtle but great character.
I really like that
movie. I don't know.
Burn After Reading, though. Yeah. Brad Pitt's great in that.
It has Anthony Hopkins in it, and Anthony Hopkins is my number 7.
Damn! I forgot about Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal's my number 8, not 7. I renumbered it.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
John reveals his list like I reveal secrets about my life. Just like a little bit at a random order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like John would be a terrible countdown at VH1.
I can never do Rocket News. It'd be impossible.
Okay.
All right.
Throw it to me because I'm really excited for this.
Go ahead.
My number 4 is Al Pacino.
Oh, interesting.
Nice.
That's why I got really so like I really disagree with like what you said about Al Pacino, Maria. Just like he yells or he does this. Like,
I want to clarify. No, he is on my top 5. I just feel like this generation, like Dustin Hoffman, people are going to just remember him for yelling a lot and cursing a lot. But he is a great actor. He's one of my favorites.
I have goosebumps right now. I want you guys to look at this because I'm thinking of Al Pacino. The same guy gave us Michael Corleone, who is just the best thing about him is that he's quiet, but so like just fiercely scary. But he does it with such a calm collectedness, and it just gives me chills to think about how cold he is. But then the same guy gave us Tony Montana. Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
crazy.
My favorite movies are Godfather and Scarface.
Where would you put Heat on like your list of Al Pacino movies?
Actually, fun thing, I didn't actually see Heat until I took a gangster film analysis class.
Really?
Uh-huh.
It's the gangster movie.
Heat?
It's either Heat or Point Break.
Yeah.
You gotta pick one.
No, it's definitely up there. But you know what my favorite Al Pacino movie is? Serpico.
Really?
Yeah, Serpico.
Over Godfather Part 2.
Oh, well, Godfather gets, like, elevated to another level for me. So, like, that's just, like, it's up there with, like, Star Wars where, like, it doesn't get to compete with other things.
Okay.
But, like, there was a day I sat down and back to back I watched Dog Day Afternoon and then Serpico. And that's when I fell in love with Al Pacino.
I've never seen it.
I have to
check that out.
I'm really upset nobody said Lobsters and Skittles.
Oh, yeah. I was about to bring up.
I threw it out there, and you were like, "Whatever."
I think Scarface is a great movie. I think some people think it's overrated. Certain comedians,
yeah,
but I just think it's good.
I think it just amazes me that the same actor gave us both of those people.
He's my number 2.
Yeah,
because I really love Godfather, and I really like Scarface, and I really like Heat. So okay,
Mike.
What's up?
How do you feel about Al Pacino and Son of a Woman? Because I feel like a lot of people don't like that movie, but I loved it.
I feel better about it than I felt about Al Pacino in this last movie he did.
Was Son of a Woman supposed to be bad? Because
I just feel like people think it's overrated, but I love it.
Yeah, I thought
what was the last movie he did?
Maglehorn.
Was it? No, what's the one where he's like the rock star?
I think the last good one he did was 88 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. That came out.
That was a while ago.
I even liked him in Ocean 13.
Oh yeah!
Guys, no one said anything about his great role in Jack and Jill, though.
I was about to say that.
I haven't seen Jack and Jill, so I honestly didn't even know he's in that movie.
Not even worth bringing up. All right,
see, that's what's tough about like my list is like
lately
they haven't been doing great things, but like over the course of time,
like look at what if Abe Bagoda's
they're basically
last
retired.
Movies was, like, good
gotta give them
yeah. Okay.
All right, Adonis, number 4.
All right, my number 4 is kind of pulling a Kyle. It's kind of just this guy who I think, like, he's just one of my favorite actors. I've seen him in a lot of movies, and he's really creative. My number 4 is Simon Pegg.
Oh, I love Simon Pegg.
As an actor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I have a really big crush on Simon Pegg.
I can feel you guys judging me.
Is your favorite Simon Pegg movie Run,
you.
Fat Boy, Run? Because that's mine. I love it in Run, Fat Boy, Run. All right. Maria, number 4.
Number 4, this is difficult. I'm going to say, oh God, Daniel Day-Lewis. He shouldn't be number four, but I just have three others that I love more.
He's my number four. I was about to bring it up. And we're going to have to go a little faster through these until we get to number one. So, also love Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay. Sorry, I took a long time with Al Pacino. It was just because it wasn't Maria.
Yeah, so. we'll breeze through it. I would say Daniel Day-Lewis, I mean, Lincoln, of course, and obviously There Will Be Blood.
My Left Foot is
cinematic. Wasn't that his first Oscar?
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, number three.
Number three is Robin Williams.
No, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead. Oh yeah, shoot. Yeah. Sorry. I thought he came out in a trailer, and it's true. Like he's still alive.
He got a movie.
He
drop.
Did have a movie come out in the last 5 years. Technically,
bring you my number three. Call
oh
letter.
God!
But he is dead.
He's been tragically passed for a year now. So we
I know.
To,
I apologize. It was a laugh.
I'm actually gonna let him get away with this because Boulevard did just come out.
Mm-hmm.
His movies are still coming out, so I'll give that one a pass. Yeah.
Bicentennial Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I was gonna keep Robin Williams, Patch Adams, he was number 14 or 15 or something like that.
I think it's like the
fourth
time.
Do you always mention Bicentennial Man sarcastically, or do you really like
no,
it?
No, I love it. It's in my personal collection.
Okay. I've never seen it, so I don't know.
It's a movie I grew up with, so it like has a sentimental value.
I prefer the sequel, Robots.
Mm-hmm. I would if I had to like actually put something in there. I think I do like Ed Norton a lot.
Yeah.
I think he would fit in well in this slot for me.
Mike, number three.
Jack Nicholson. Easily.
Awesome.
Yep.
Oh man.
Nicholson's my 13.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
For Jack Nicholson?
I don't like The Shining as much as you do. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because you're such a big Kubrick fan.
What's wrong with you?
I saw The Shining for the first time.
I like The Shining
a lot. For a month, whenever I shut my eyes, I had a frozen Jack Torrance face just stuck in my head.
Staring at the camera.
Yeah. Oh, he's so good. Okay, John.
I think it has a great beginning, a great end, but not a great middle.
Also, as an older gentleman... Like, I think of all my older ones, he's probably done, like, The Departed was, I thought, really good.
I think
good.
That's the best movie he did in, like, the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he does comedy, great.
Yeah, I thought...
Something's gotta give.
The Bucket List, like, had its moments.
Oh, gosh. Speaking of more...
Anger management.
Adonis, who's your number three?
Number three is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh.
Interesting. Imitation Game gives him some points. I think his Sherlock role, I can get behind him being on a top five for someone.
I think he's going to be one of our legendary actors.
Yeah, I think he's getting there.
Mm.
He's not on my list, but
Smaug.
Sherlock is really good.
I love Sherlock. Yeah,
so
yeah, no, yeah.
I don't blame him.
Obviously, I love Sherlock also.
Maria, number three.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Kevin
Spacey. Nice. All right.
He's my number 19.
Oh.
He's the best. I think everything he's done, he's fantastic.
He's the best. This is your number three pick.
Best movie, Superman Returns.
He's so good.
Maybe American Beauty.
I love Kevin Spacey so damn much.
Is he not on your list?
I didn't put him on my... He's my top 10. He didn't make my top 5.
Okay.
Just because I felt... Anyways.
All right, well, my number three is...
I feel guilty now.
My number three is De Niro. Have to finish up The
Who?
Godfather.
De Niro.
Yeah. I think...
Oh, De Niro.
Meet the Parents. That's mm-hmm. where it comes down to.
Yeah. I want
to
say De Niro. I just haven't seen enough. I still need to see... Oh, my God.
His
I forgot.
Movies are the best.
The boxing movie. What's it called?
Dude, Taxi, Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. Thank you. I have
mean
to see that.
Mean Streets, Casino.
Meet the Parents 2.
Okay. I'm skipping. I'm jumping. De Niro's my number two. De Niro single-handedly makes me wish I, like, was in the mob. Like...
You have said that before.
I would love to be in the mafia, and it's single-handedly because of just... Robert De Niro is so, so good!
I know, I feel like we're covering a lot of mob movies, so hopefully Kyle can bring us back. What's your number two?
Tom Hanks is my number two.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Oh, me
that was
too.
Actually my number one.
That's my number one.
Love Tom Hanks.
Is he really?
I think he's the best actor making movies right now.
Yeah, I think so.
So why is he your number two?
I mean, he just plays the whole gamut. I mean, Forrest Gump
exactly.
is one of my all-time favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I remember during my freshman year of college, they had it on repeat. At the 10 o'clock hour. So as I was like doing my homework and getting ready for bed, like I watched the whole movie for like a week straight, and he's awesome. And then of course Castaway, I remember watching that with my dad when I was a kid, and it blew me away. It was awesome. So.
That's the thing about Tom Hanks. He's such a good movie and he's such a good actor and people know it.
Uh-huh.
You
yeah.
know, like people who haven't watched tons of old movies know that he's just a
Catch Me
yeah.
If You Can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Terminal.
Yeah.
Saving
Terminal
Mr. Banks.
Awesome.
Green Mile.
So
it's just, But it's not just that he's a great actor, it's that he keeps bringing in stuff. You think, oh, he's done. He's not going to, he doesn't need to do another great movie. And then he does things like Captain Phillips.
Hey, Carly Rae Jepsen, I really, really like you.
Yeah.
look at me. I'm the captain now.
Yeah. He's a talented man.
All right,
Mike, you said your number two is De Niro. So we'll skip you. Yep. Adonis, who's your number two?
My number two is Gary Oldman.
Ooh. Oh!
That's a good pick.
Hate you.
He's my number nine.
Yeah. He's great. Best villain ever.
He's such every movie. Fifth, like, how does he make Fifth Element even cooler?
Serious,
like,
black.
How in the world? yeah, he was perfect in that role. I was like, I thought that was questionable, but like, he really pulled it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's amazing.
I'd say the only best role I really don't like of Gary Oldman's is his in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. His was just that role was confusing for me.
He did all right. He did good.
That's a lot, actually.
Yeah, but like, I didn't understand if he was supposed to be a villain or like just a crazy guy, because he started off as like the leader.
He was on the side of the humans.
Yeah. He did blow himself up. I mean, that's not the same.
That was the sacrifice you had to make.
Jeez. All right, Maria, who's your number two?
Number two is Tom Hanks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks is getting love from the Apple Spire.
He is. Yeah.
You know it.
I already said my number two, and that was Al Pacino. For all the reasons we already said. Time to get into our number one, Kyle.
Dun, 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 Clint Eastwood.
All right.
Mm.
Clint, that's a good pick.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Has Clint Eastwood made a movie in the last 5 years?
He's been directing movies, and he was in Gran Torino.
Yeah, he was in Gran Torino.
Yeah.
That wasn't 5 years ago. That was more, no?
No, it was like 2010.
What's the movie his son's going to be in?
Huh? Scott Eastwood? I think it already came out.
What was it?
I don't remember. Yeah. We announced it on movie releases, that's right. And it was like...
But anyways, yeah, no. Great. That's a good pick.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. Kylie, can you do impersonation of Clint Eastwood?
Man, you got to put me on the spot like that? That's harsh.
That's sisterly love.
You the face right, Mike.
Damn kids, getting off my lawn.
not Carl from Up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Clint
Eastwood's my number six.
President Obama.
He's pointing at his chair. Alright, who's your number one?
I don't think it's a surprise. Daniel
Day-Lewis.
Yeah, makes sense.
He's so good. I mean, I think if Daniel Day-Lewis makes a movie, screw every other actor that year, because there's no way you can beat him. It's just I think
everybody knows that.
I think he is the De Niro of our generation. I think he is currently the best working method actor. And he just blows me away. He gave us Lincoln, but then he gives us Daniel Plainview. Like the same thing with Al Pacino, like vastly different people.
Mike, keep talking, but can you do your Daniel Day-Lewis from There Will Be Blood, because it's really good.
Oh my gosh. It's kind of creepy, but
he does it really well.
I know, that's why.
I do it better like when I had seen it recently, but like
I like Daniel Day-Lewis because he is an oil man. And I wish when my son grows to be strong and bold, more like Daniel Day-Lewis. And that he will win an Oscar and point to everyone in the front row and say, I've won this Oscar, and now I drink yours up! I drink it up!
Thank you.
Wow. Oscars are milkshakes. All right, Adonis, number one.
My number one is Tom Hanks, because, like, of all the actors on this list, he has not slowed down. Like, he went from Forrest Gump to Saving Mr. Banks, Castaway to Captain Phillips. He just keeps making really great movies.
All right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Truth.
Maria.
My number one is Gary Oldman. Adonis took that from me.
I'm sorry.
I love him.
I don't blame you whatsoever. My number one's Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
I consider him the quarterback of actors because he's critical in every movie he's in.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it. I was like, if you watch Forrest Gump, for example, if you take him out of that movie, if you try to do another actor as Forrest Gump, that movie does not work.
No.
If you take him out of Castaway, mm-hmm. that movie does not work. Saving Private Ryan does not work.
Mm-hmm.
He is just the critical moment of every single movie.
He is. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And because of all the actors we've talked about, I feel like he can do any role. He can do so many different types of things.
You know what
and
also,
be amazing in them.
What one is extremely loud and incredibly close. I thought he...
Oh my god, that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He's so good.
I thought he was a perfect father for that movie.
I don't love that
movie. Really?
Yeah, go figure.
I think that movie and Larry Crown are two of his weak points. But then...
Well, Larry Clown... Yeah, it's true. Charlie, but that movie's good.
But then, like, obviously, everything else he does makes up for it. You said The Terminal. Charlie Wilson's War. Like, yeah. Everything he does is just so good.
You know might what? Not like proud the movie, but his performance is always stellar.
In the top five. I really appreciated that.
You know, I thought about him as a number one.
I didn't even put him in my top 24.
He shouldn't be, because McConaughey is the most overrated actor ever.
He's done a few good movies, but
Matthew McConaughey.
He's not as good as anybody on the list.
Oh, right.
Well, the rest of my list, and I kind of cheated a bit, I put Heath Ledger on.
Damn it.
It was before I made the rule that they can't be dead. That was my bad. But I said, so it's Tom Hanks, Al Pacino, De Niro, Daniel Day-Lewis, Dustin Hoffman, Clint Eastwood, Anthony Hopkins, Jake Gyllenhaal, Gary Oldman, Denzel Washington, Sean Penn, Brad Pitt, Jack Nicholson, Robert Downey Jr., Christoph Waltz, Morgan Freeman, Heath Ledger, Sean Connery, Kevin Spacey, Edward Norton, Ralph Fiennes, Joaquin Phoenix, Harrison Ford, Leonardo DiCaprio.
I do not put Denzel Washington above a lot of those other people. Denzel Washington is a good actor, but
he's the same guy.
He is.
You need to rewatch John Q and shut your mouth.
You need
John Q. I'm surprised nobody mentioned. Well, I had these two just in case. Robert Downey Jr., but Kylie already mentioned that. And Christian Bale is a great actor.
He is.
He's good. His best is ahead of him, I hope. Because I feel like he has.
Do you think he's done a lot of good stuff? And he's very versatile. Machinist and The Fighter and just everything he's done is so good.
I'd say The Fighter was probably his last really good movie, but I don't know. I feel like he still has a few big hits, like a few good performances he really needs to nail before he gets like into that status.
Yeah,
for me, at
least. He probably will. But even like all the way back from America, I saw American Psycho for the first time like 2 weeks ago. He's so good.
All right, I was going to put Michael Caine.
My cocaine.
All right, you sound like it's
my cocaine. Yeah, I was like saying
that's the joke, Adam.
My cocaine.
All right, so that's our question of the week, guys. If you want to answer and you want to give your top five, you can really, if you want to, just for being short, you can just say who is your favorite actor, who is the best actor in the business, however you want to answer the question. Really, it's who's the best actor in the business right now.
Yeah.
You can go to the podcast page, johnnygrody.com, go to the podcast, leave your question, or tweet at us at NowConspiring. Let us know your thoughts. Time to move on because we spent a lot of time on that segment. Netflix recommendation of the week. Mike, hit us up. These days happen, man. Later today, I got to get on the iPad. I got to pick a movie. Got to watch something on Netflix. I'm doomed.
You're doomed.
You give me a pick right now. I'm relying upon you with all of my heart and soul right now.
Not the first time I've heard that, John. Not the first time I've heard that in this category.
Not even today.
And I want to let you, the people of America, know that I, Daniel Plainview, have come forward in time to tell you about this movie. Released by the Coen brothers. It's the cult classic.
Oh my God.
Big Lebowski.
Ooh. Oh, man. We haven't done that yet.
No, okay, yeah. So I hope you guys didn't. Big Lebowski, cult classic. If you haven't seen it, you're really missing out. It has its own niche in the world. It started its own religion. It's brilliant. So let me give you a little plot synopsis real fast. It's kind of weird, but...
Where's the money, Lebowski?
Basically, you have this guy named The Dude. The Dude is The Dude. And there's just confusion, identity, I guess identity, not theft, but some bad guys think that The Dude isn't who The Dude is, and they take his stuff. And The Dude just wants his stuff back. He just wants to go bowling, drink some White Russians, and get his carpet back. Mm-hmm. And it's just his journey through it. And it's so well done. I think it's hilarious. I think it was groundbreaking for its time.
Jeff Bridges' best movie.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges, for sure.
Lies, not his best movie.
And True Heart. Yeah, I was going to say Crazy Heart.
was it Crazy Heart?
I thought it was Crazy Heart.
Let me double check that, because it might be.
There's not a lot I can say about this movie without... It's just something you need to experience.
It is Crazy Heart.
And it also... I think it's a movie that if you aren't, like, you need a clear mind. Like, you can't get rid of your mind of what you expect movies are going to be like, because Big Lebowski is its own thing. It's so different.
Sounds like everyone needs to check it out, like, right now.
Yeah. Stop listening to the podcast!
I need to rewatch it. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a few years. Definitely going to check it out. Okay.
It's been a while. Mike, this is weird. As soon as you started talking about the Big Lebowski... It started raining. It's raining right now.
Oh.
I'm in California.
And it never rains in LA. All right.
It's raining hard. Holy crap.
All right, guys. Time to move into our movie releases and wrap up the show. Here are the movies coming out this week. So, opening next Friday/Thursday, I guess. Pixels, Adam Sandler, Peter Dinklage, and I'm doing this by memory. Josh Gad are all in that one.
I'm excited
and
for it.
Kevin James.
Yep.
Pixels, from what I hear, it already released in Korea, and I've heard it doesn't suck.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, apparently it's not like the typical Adam Sandler crap fest, so that's good.
It looks fun.
Paper Towns is coming out. That, of course, has Cara Delevingne and Nat Wolff. I'm just going to let you guys know right now, I read the book, and I'm stoked. I love this book. So this is by John Green, and you know, he also did Fault in Our Stars.
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of Fault in Our Stars. Like, I like it enough, but I know what it is. It's emotionally...
Did you read it as well?
I read most of it, yeah. Okay. I know how it ends and everything. And I gotta say, it had Shailene Woodley in it, so I kind of avoided the movie. But Paper Towns is vastly better. It's his best book, by far. It's such a good story, mm-hmm. such a good like premise. I'm super recommending it to everyone. But I think the movie that's gonna steal the show next week is Southpaw.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Rich
McGavis.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
gonna be a great movie.
I'm always like first in line at the new Jake Gyllenhaal movies, so that's going to be awesome.
Yes, you
Mike's
are.
Mike's not going to see it.
What am I not going to see?
Maybe not.
I don't hate Jake Gyllenhaal.
I want to see.
Did you guys know that Eminem was going to be the main character of Southpaw? I don't think I would have seen it then.
I could see.
Who was?
I mean, I like Eminem, but as an artist, not an actor.
Yeah, I don't think...
Well, he's only done one thing.
8 Mile was an amazing movie. Let's be 100% honest.
I didn't really like 8 Mile.
I want to see Eminem do something.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, he was good in the interview.
I'm glad he came out.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Unexpected is coming out, starring Anders Holm and Kobe Smulders, and also American Heist, starring Adrian Brody and Hayden Christensen. I would totally watch on Netflix an Adrian Brody Hayden Christensen. Yeah. That just sounds so entertaining for some reason.
So tune in for John's Netflix pick of the week in the year.
Because it's going direct to Netflix, probably.
Oh, harsh.
What happened to Adrian
Hayden
Brody?
Hayden is really trying.
Predators, I think, is what kind of killed it for him.
What do you think about Pianist? Overrated. I think it's overrated.
It didn't deserve all the love it got.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not his best movie, for sure.
You know Kayla stopped recording? Just kidding.
Oh, God.
Harsh.
All right, guys. Well, I guess on that note, we'll wrap it up. Thanks for listening to Act Inspiring. I think this was a long one, but thanks for sticking around with us.
We're only at an hour 40.
Okay, we're doing okay. We're going to come out. But yeah.
It's okay. Everybody loves us.
Thanks for sticking with us. We'll see you again next week. From the internet, California/San Francisco, I'm John Negroni.
From San Juan, Puerto Rico, I am Maria Garcia.
From drought country... I'm Adonis Gonzalez.
From Maria's house, I'm Kyle.
And all the way from Timbuktu, I'm Mike. Thank you and good night.